Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Sippin' and Trippin'. How are you guys doing this week? So this week, I made me a little cocktail. It's, what am I gonna name this? Long Island Beaches on fire. Long Island Beaches on fire. I like that. Okay. It's not red, though. We just call Long Island Beaches on fire still. It's okay. So, anyway, y'all, this has been a incredible week. I started this week off amazing, and I want to keep on going and have an amazing week. So, last week, I didn't come to you guys because I was so crazy doing preparation for a new gig I have. I'm doing the baked goods for a barbecue restaurant close to my hometown. And so last week I was getting everything in order, you know, prepping everything. So I'm so sorry. But this week I have everything. I'm doing all my prep tomorrow. Then I'll be baking on Friday. So it'd be better for me. So I'm in a better state this weekend. So I got that in order. I'm also, as I told you guys, I've been going to church lately. And on Sunday, I decided to join church. I have not joined a church in over 20 plus years from the church I grew up in. And honestly, I haven't went to that church in years, like years on top of years. A lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of trauma with that church. And I no longer was getting fed. I no longer felt like I was family. I never no longer felt like I was a part of that body, and I went somewhere and I felt accepted, I felt welcomed, I felt loved, I felt appreciated, I felt needed, and I felt like I was at the right place at the right time. And I'm so happy that I decided to join that church and become a part of that building. Not the building, a part of the church. Y'all, I'm sorry, y'all. A part of the church, because we are not part of the building, honey. But yes, I'm so happy about that. Outside of that, this has been pretty much a very good week. A lot of confirmations to just, you know, I have been thinking of the idea of giving an old friend, someone I was real cool with, someone I trusted a lot, you know, another shot and actually being friends with them again, you know. And it was just like, you know, some people have a reason and a season in your life. Whatever that reason is, you're supposed to learn that and keep moving forward. And I learned my lesson. I'm moving forward. I'm moving onward. And, you know, I'm in a better place right now. I am not someone who's going to allow someone to look at, not even look at me, honey. Just walk past me as if I don't exist. Walk past me as if I'm not even a person in the world. But yet, you know, tell me that they are doing all these things that they're clearly not doing. And it's like, you know what? I'm no longer fighting for someone to have a spot in my life that doesn't deserve it, that hasn't earned it. I'm not doing it anymore. I am in a place to where if I have to walk alone, if I have to be alone, I will get comfortable with my own self. That's it, my own company. I would be okay with my own company. And that's the part of life that I'm in right now. I'm into working out. I've been working out 3 times a week since the top of February. I've been going to church since the top of February. I've just really been focusing on maintaining and getting a good mental health, spiritual health, physical health. And, y'all, I feel good. Okay? Call me James Brown because I feel good. Okay? Now, somebody who's not feeling good right now is rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine. Child, he got hospitalized after being attacked at the gym in Florida. Now, if you know Tisashi 6ix9ine is a rapper from out of New York. He was allegedly in like the Treyway gang or something like that. I don't know about this gang, Shao. So I don't know. But he was like a gang member. But like when his gang got caught up, he told on everybody else. He's a 26-year-old. He told everybody so he wouldn't go to jail. Okay? So he said he wanna go to jail. So he told, and he has all this muscle and everything around him. And Chow, the peoples came and they recorded themselves, beat him up, and posted it on the Twitter. And they was like, take a picture. I'm going to be famous. This is the Beaters were saying, the Beaters. They said, take a picture. I'm going to be famous. And they just beat him on down and left him up in there, child. This is a third. I mean, they was kicking him and beating him and roughing him up. I'm going to play the video, y'all. I'm going to play it. I'm going to put it on mute. So they was just beating him on down. And he had no shoes on. They were beating him in their socks. And they was just, he couldn't even defend himself. He didn't know which way to go. Where is your security? Where is your people? Why is nobody helping you? They is kicking you all in your face. Dragging you by your weave. He is clearly shaking up and is afraid and is scared. Child. What they say? Snitches get stitches. Child, that's why you got to be minding your own business and don't be up in these gangs and stuff. Champ, don't do nothing. This is my thought right here. If this situation is going to send me to the jailhouse, I don't need to be doing it. I don't need to be doing it because I don't want to go to the jailhouse. So I'm not doing nothing that's going to land me in jail. Sorry, not sorry. That's not my life, okay? It's not my life. That's not where I'm at in life. I'm not doing nothing that's going to have me there. No, sorry. Goodbye. So I'm not going to be around people and stuff like that because maybe I'm telling. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I am going to tell. Don't do nothing around me. And they say, oh, is this your drug? No, it's not my drugs. It's not my nothing. It's his. Get your drugs. Get your jail time. Get out of my face. Period, poo. I ain't got no good sense, y'all. But Tekashi, whatever. I don't even care. Cardi B, her defamation lawsuit was upheld in court, despite Tasha K appealing it. Tasha K tried to appeal the verdict in the Tasha K in the Cardi B case, and the judge and jury, they said, no, baby, you're gonna pay. By the U.S. Court of Appeals, they said you're gonna pay up to, the appeal is about $4 million, so she got to pay the money. Tasha K, you have to pay the money. You cannot get on Beyonce's internet and just say what you want to say and do what you want to do. That's not how it works. I can't get up here. I mean, okay. In the beginning of this talk show, we used to drag certain celebrities by like their edges. They didn't have edges. We would drag them by like their kitchen. If they have a kitchen, we would just drag them by like their nose or something because they had that. We used to be very ruthless, okay? But guess what? We never got on here and told a lie. We gave our opinions, and we might have went extra with our opinions, but we never told a lie. We stayed to the facts, okay? We never lie. We never make stuff up. Never. Never. So, Tasha K, you got what you deserve. So, you got to do what you got to do. And you better start making more YouTube videos, shouting, and get you some GoFundMes and stuff from your peoples. I'm sure Nicki Minaj can help you pay these bills, you know. She hate Cardi so bad, so maybe you can get a friend of her, honey. I don't know. I don't care either. Before I go any further, I want to say happy, happy, happy birthday to someone who I really look up to, I really admire, the one, the only, love, B. Scott! Y'all know I love me some B. Scott. It was B. Scott's birthday. And her co-host on her podcast, Denver. Dindian, fine as Denver. Oh, Denver Shine. Whew. Yes, Lord. They both had this birthday on the same day. Just want to say happy birthday to them. Give them a little shout out, a little love. But we're going to keep on going and keep on moving, honey. So Bad Bunny, ex girlfriend, is suing him for $40 million because he sampled her name. Well, she sampled her voice without his permission. So I guess she like recorded a little voice recording and he posted it, I guess, in one of his songs or something. And it's just, it says, like, Bad Bunny Baby. Let me see. I'm gonna try doing her voice. Bad Bunny Baby. Yeah. Bad Bunny Baby. Something like that. And she's suing for $40 million. So, baby, y'all know me, honey. I'm messy. So, I went and I looked and I said, how much is Bad Bunny worth? So, I'm going to do it right here in front of y'all because I don't want y'all to think I'm lying. Bad Bunny Network. Child. They said he worth $40 million. She said she want every dime and dollar he has. Now, some people say he worth 20. And then some say he worth 40. But she want all his money. So, girl, you ain't getting it. I'm sure some kind of way what he did was legal and not illegal. Girl, you recording stuff and sending it to people. You giving it to them to do what they want to do. Unless it's, I guess that's not true. Because if I send you a nude, you can't post it. Mm. But it's a voice. I don't know. Well, that's not my business, child. That's for y'all to figure it out. We're going to discuss it later. Well, okay, what we need to do, we need to pray for Amanda Bynes, who was caught outside in the streets, wandering naked without clothes on. And she's been taken into a psychiatric hold. And we just want to pray for her because she's been having a tough time these past few years. And baby, let me tell you something. 2021 was a hard year for me. 22 wasn't no easier. So I understand how we have to be on our mental health game and just really focus and really just like take care of our mental self. And you got to take care of your mental health and just as much as your physical health or anything else, okay? Because when you lose your mind, baby, you lost everything. Everything. So I just want to really just keep her lifted up. Okay. I kind of want to get into like this little gossip right here, but I kind of don't even care. I don't care. Candy versus SWV versus Tamar Braxton. Y'all want to hear about it? Okay. So, SWV has a reality show with Escape. Escape and SWV on Bravo. Now, you know, Candy is over there at Bravo. She one of the queens of Bravo, honey. So, they over on Bravo. They got their reality show. It's supposed to be like, they're coming together to do a tour, but now it's like they're coming together to do one performance. It's like, okay, girl, all right. So, and Candy was like telling SWV, like, you know, we don't mind doing this performance or whatever, but we want to be the top bill, right? We want our name bigger on the marquee. And SWV was like, baby. Coco was like this right here. Coco from SWV. She was like, bitch, I sold 30 million albums, bitch. You done sold 6 or 7 million to my 30? Hell nah. So Coco was not having it, okay? Coco was like, no ma'am, no Pam. But Candy raised a good thing. She was like, we get paid for our shows. And she was like, oh, and what can you say? She said, yes, in the 90s, SWV sold way more albums than us. That is true. However, in 2022, 23, 21, 20, we get a booking fee higher than theirs. So if we are on the same level, we'll be taking a pay cut and they'll be taking a pay raise. And she was like, why am I going to get a pay cut for what I already do at this rate? That's not my business. No. Candy and Tiny Tamika Cotto was like, honey, this is how we get paid. We get paid more than them. So what's gonna happen? I don't know, y'all. But the internet, but like they've been going back and forth on the internet. Then Tamara's on Watch What Happens Live when she has said that Candy and Ty tried to fight her and made her feel uncomfortable. And it's just been going left and right. I feel like Candy even had a rough week this week. Okay, Candy. Now, Tamar has been known to be messy. I believe Tamar's story. But do I think that everything went the way she said? No, because I know Tamar likes to tell a good story, so she's going to twist and turn little things. However, Todd, get out of women's business, in the words of Nene, stay out of women's business. You should have got your wife on her side, talk to her. You shouldn't have said nothing to Tamar at all because you're a man. And even if you don't think you came off aggressive, you don't know how you made someone else feel. And so, yeah, I just don't care about the story no more, y'all. I'm sorry. I don't care about it no more. These are grown women acting like little kids. Like, y'all got kids, okay? Y'all got too much going on to be sitting here worried about some other stuff. I ain't got time for it. Y'all might have time for it, but I ain't got time for it. So, we're going to move right along, honey. What are we going to go to next? Because, you know, this is like a train of just gossip this week. So, we haven't really had a week. We just gossip, have we? We haven't. Ooh! Brandy is reprising her role as Cinderella. Y'all are so happy. So, Brandy, my girl Brandy, hold on. Y'all, I'm just so excited for this. Okay, so Brandy and Pablo Montalban. So Pablo was the Prince Charming and was Prince Charming and Snow White? Hold on. Because now I don't even know, child. Cinderella. Because I don't be knowing these people's names. Cinderella. Child, I'm so sorry, y'all. Cinderella, Brandy. Okay. So, yeah, I gotta pull up the cast. Okay. Oh, so he wasn't Prince. He was just Prince. Okay. Well, he was Prince Christian, I guess. Whatever. So he was a prince. Prince Christopher, excuse me. Brandy was Cinderella. And he's 49 years old. 6'1". He's very handsome. They reprised their roles for the Descendants movie. So Brandy would be reprising as Cinderella. And the prince would be his prince again for the new the Defendants movie. So y'all know what the movie I'm talking about, child, over there on Disney. I'm excited to see the movie. I'm excited for Brandy being the princess again. Like, Brandy was our first black princess. I remember as a kid, like, oh my God, Brandy's a princess. She's on Moesha. She's in I Know What You Did Last Summer. She's with Diana Ross in Double Platinum. Wait, she has the number one song out. Like, Brandy was that girl in the 90s. Like, girls aren't having careers no more like Brandy had in the 90s. They're not having it. From TV to movies to music, who is having the career Brandy has had? Brandy is legendary. Who in the 90s was doing what Brandy was doing? No one. It's like, because she can act. She was Noisha. Okay? So, congratulations to Brandy for reprising her role for the movie. And, you know, getting back to acting and, you know, just being Brandy, honey. I love every bit of that. Y'all, I thank y'all for tuning in for another week of what? Sipping and tripping. Bye, bye, bye. Child, this week has been a good week to me. I feel like I have some mental clarity. Things that used to make me upset, they're not. Things that used to hurt me and make me cry, they're not. I told myself today, the things I cried about in my 20s, I'm not crying about in my 30s. And the things I cried about in my 30s, I'm not going to cry about in my 40s. This, at some point, you have to evolve. You have to change. And I have a lot of change coming up. Y'all know I do not like change. But I have a lot of change coming up within the next 2 years. And I am excited. I'm scared. I'm nervous. But I am happy for just seeing where this journey is going to take me. Where I'm going to be at mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I have to do everything I have to do now to make sure that I keep my head on straight. I keep my mind right. And I stay focused to my goals so that I can get it together. So I just wanted to let you guys all know that take one step at a time. Don't rush the process. Move at your own pace. When everything seems to go wrong, know that things are going to fall into place. Even if it's not how you think it's supposed to be, it is going to fall into place for your betterment. Things are going to leave. People are going to walk away. you're going to walk away, but it is okay. Steadfast to who you are and what you are. Stay focused. And when people try to come back and shake you, baby, don't let them. Do not let them. You have to keep yourself grounded. And you have to understand that no one is going to love you like you love yourself. And your mama, because your mama always going to pray. For the most part, your mama going to love you more than anybody else, child. But that's depending on how life is. But you got to make sure you're loving on yourself. And make sure you allow yourself to be loved. That has been my biggest thing. I've never thought that I needed love. I never thought that I deserve love. And now I'm in a phase in my life where I'm opening my arms up and I'm allowing myself to accept the love, to accept the compliments, to accept the things that I give so freely. I'm allowing myself to accept these things now. And it feels good, y'all. It feels so amazing to have the sunlight on your face and be like, I deserve this. I deserve this happiness. I too am deserving of happiness. For so many years, I was in a dark space, but I covered it up with laughs and shades and reeds when I was swimming in depression and nobody knew it because I was funny. And now that I'm coming out of that depression, I'm not using my humor as a scapegoat. You know, people think, oh, what is wrong with him? Why is he quiet? Why isn't he, you know, doing a jig for us? I don't know. You know, and it's like, no, because I finally accepted who I am. I don't need to be the loudest thing in the room. I don't. I don't have to put on for anybody. I know who I am, and I'm aware of self now. And I'm happy about that. And I just want everybody just to be aware of yourself and don't put on for anybody. Be your authentic self at every moment of the day. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I thank you guys for listening to me for all these years and staying with me, like, through the depths, the bottom. And, you know, this podcast is a labor of love. It shows how I am. Sometimes I'm good and, you know, it's on point. But sometimes I'm not and it's kind of rocky. But on both times, I'm authentically me. And I thank you guys for listening to me. I thank you guys for just being here and, you know, and being like my listening ear, you know. You guys are wonderful. You guys are beautiful. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys next week at Sippin' and Trippin'. Bye-bye. Sippin' and trippin' it. Sippin' and trippin' it. Yeah. Sippin' and trippin' it. Sippin' and trippin' it. Sippin' and trippin' it. Sippin' and trippin' it. Yeah. Then you on my show. Sippin' and trippin' it. Sippin' and trippin' it. Sippin' and trippin' it.